step in to the savory moment. Black cod probably isn't the first thing that comes to mind when you think of breakfast, but what if you found a recipe so good it made you think twice? A recipe that yields fish that is firm yet still juicy, has a perfect balance of savory and sweet, and is infused with a mysterious spice combination you can't quite put your finger on. At least, not until you've had your first cup of coffee. While you're waiting for that caffeine to kick in, know this. Lots of people, even the most passionate seafood lovers, can be intimidated by black cod. It's incredibly rich and needs high heat and lots of it to firm up. It also needs a good long marinade. The one your black cod breakfast soaked in all night long has some unusual ingredients, including sukong aloko, a fermented cane sugar vinegar from the Philippines, along with a fragrant wheel of star anise and a fresh bay leaf. I know what you're thinking. Your alarm clock is going to ring and you'll wake up to find you just dreamed this whole conversation. Rest assured, no pun intended, this recipe is deliciously real. Go ahead, pinch yourself. Black cod really is great for breakfast, but if you'd still rather have that peanut butter toast, the fish will keep just fine in its marinade until dinner time. Cook it up in a hot skillet until caramelized and falling apart tender. Then serve with a bowl of pearly jasmine rice and a salad of baby spinach with chunks of mango and avocado. It might just be a dream come true. Find the full recipe for sukong seared black cod at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.